We're going to just try to finish what we can now with the pages, yeah? On Melchama and the Nekud of Yechid Shem Nefesh. This is probably the last year until after the last day of Yom Tov. Next week we have the schus that Reb Matel is going to be speaking to us next Tuesday night. I think we're on for that, and Bez Hashem. And then there'll really be time for Yom Tov. So. And we'll continue back in this farm, in the Sefer. On the spheres after Yantin. So let's just try to finish as much as we can in this mimer from Rav Sasson that we began a few weeks ago. We're on page 38. I think you should all have that. On the bottom of 38. This is all coming together with what we're learning in the Yosef HaTzadik Chavura. The avoid of Mesiris Nefesh, which I spoke a little bit on Sunday, just gotta thank you, which is the union of Karban Pesach, or Yontif of Pesach, Mesiris Nefesh. So Rav Sasson now speaks about this avoda of Mesiris Nefesh and the Zgalus of that part of ourselves that's called Chidush of Nefesh, Davka. How that plays out, how that works, B'Shas HaMelchama, the time of war, which is this year, the matzah that Am Yisrael is in. So on the bottom of page 38, K'shem Shin Mesiris HaNefesh is batlus shel ha'odom b'mkoher Eloki mimenu ba. What Mesiris Nefesh means when the person comes to a part of himself that's no longer about him. It's about completely about Hashem. It's no longer about him. And he returns, it's the hisbatlus of the person to that makar from where he comes. Bachtis Hashem, and Hashem is oneness. Kain sod misius hanefesh shel chayalei Yisrael. So to understand what's happening with these soldiers, many of whom are Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and many of whom are not observant of Torah Mitzvos. But to try to understand the sheresh, the root of the gevura of these people, the gevura, the koiches of these people that are fighting the war of Am Yisrael, this Melchemes Mitzvah, the man Am Yisrael. He sowed his mazgus adam b'mkor mimenu ba. There's no way to explain this rationally. The heroism, the gevura, the koiches of Jewish soldiers. There's no way to explain it rationally other than they're tapping into a koach, into some sort of energy that's infinitely higher than who they normally are, just walking around on a regular day in Be'er Sheva. They're tapping into something much, much greater than that. And they're connecting to the makar from where they come. So the inyan who, the sod, the secret of this inyan, shekol echad And the Sefer Akitzav Ranu really begins with this whole sugya, that each individual Jew, in truth, we see each other as separate individuals in this world, and we have our own separate existence in this world. But of course, the truth is that each one of us is a shviv, is a nitzaitz, is a spark that comes from that metzias that's called Klolius Knesset Yisrael, which is the Shechin. We just descend into this world in separate bodies, but the shorish of our existence is the Shechina. She Knesset Yisrael, shorish Nishmas Yisrael, which is the shorish of Nishmas Yisrael. So all of the diburim about Jewish unity and all of those things about achdus, it's not the same conversation when we're talking about the achdus of Am Yisrael and when you're talking about Islam in the world, people being united. When it comes to the rest of the world, the shorish of the rest of the world is not Knesset Yisrael, is not Shechina. Of course, everybody's created by Hashem, but each one who's created is a separate mitzvah. Hashem can klal Yisrael. Each one of us is a spark peace, kiryach of the Shechina. And Sharis Nishmas Yisrael. So Kol Echad Yisrael, who needs Sais, Meshal Hevas HaGadolah. Every single Jew is a spark of that fire, that flame of Knesset Yisrael and Shemayim. Man Neshama HaKlolos, from that one Neshama that's called Nishmas Yisrael. Each individual Jew is only individuated by means of his descent into this world. Hashem came when it comes to umsal, the nations of the world, or it comes to everything else that exists, whether it's an animal or a plant and so on. Each has its own separate mazel, its own separate existence, and its own separate mitzvahs. But when it comes to a Jew, every single Jew is in each side, from this shalhevis, from this fire, and the shomak lolas, she nishmas am Yisrael. Page 39. Oh, you have a different page, right? It's, you don't have this at all, what I'm reading?
I have the PDF, but I don't know, it's not the same page.
Huh?
This is 44.
On page 44? Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot that the pages are a little bit different.
I'll send it that.
Page 44. I'm sorry. Harayanu kamo teyim beguf klali v'gadol. Every Jew was like a cell in a body. It was all of Am Yisrael is one body, and every single Jew is a cell in that body of Am Yisrael. Shu Am Yisrael v'chlalusa. B'muvan zeh, when we understand this, it means that ha'yismasu shel hayochi l'man Am Yisrael. So when we see that there's an individual Jew, that he's prepared to die for Am Yisrael. He's moisa nefesh to give himself up for Am Yisrael. And he's ready to die for the sake of the nation. He tnuas his batlus shalaprat v'mkor mimenu ba. It really means on a deeper level the return. You don't have these words at all?
No, I haven't.
Yeah? It means the return of that, it's a movement of returning, the return of that individual, of the cell, to the makor menabat. It's the return of the cell to the body. It's the return of the drop to the ocean. Whatever muscle you want to use, it's the reunion of that individual to the sherish of klali's Knesset Yisrael from where he comes. Shal haneshama hapratis. The return of that individual neshama, the sherish hakloli mimena nechzeva, to the sherish hakloli, that mitzias of Knesset Yisrael, from which it was cut, from which it came, besod hashchina, which is the secret, the mystery of the shchina. She sherish nishmas Yisrael, the shchina is sherish nishmas Yisrael. Oymek nekudezu. The deepest and most remarkable revelation of this Nakuda, which is what we were learning about, Yechida Shebenefesh, is when the person is ready to die, Laman Hashem. Habe Norei, Shemesivus HaNefesh Hi Atnua HaAmuka BiYoser, the Mesivus Nefesh is the deepest. To know the movement or the soul, habo mitoch hagoshes atzmo, it comes from this feeling that the person has of himself, kitei ushviv beguf gadol, as a spark, as a cell of a greater guf, of something much bigger, infinitely bigger. Ubiglalo uchash b'chol oimek yeshuso. And because of this, the person feels to the very depths of his being. Again, this is somebody that never studied Torah. That doesn't know that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Doesn't care. Could be he never cared about Torah mitzvahs. Could be he was somebody who was fighting against Torah mitzvahs. But ubeglo hu chash b'chol emek yeshusa rotzon limso es chayev ha-protim l'man hadav hagam. A tremendous rotzon to give up his own individual existence l'man for this bigger thing, which is all of the dibur that we've heard over this whole period of time, coming from people, from soldiers and other people who are involved in the Muhammad. It's all the same. It's all this kind. This is the way they're talking. Shu'am Yisrael, kmo chayal bekrav. And there's no more we see this in such a level as a soldier who's at war. But kol misha tam rega his arvus shel mesirus nefesh amikus. Anybody who has ever tasted a moment of true mesirus nefesh, being in that place, yodeh heitev kama adirihi atchusha va'amuka v'chederus. Only such a person who's been there can know how powerful this feeling is, how deep and how much it penetrates. V'nogas b'mashmos hakim ha'yeshus, and it reaches, it touches the meaning of existence itself, of his own existence. Harbe yosim mikol ha'machshavos v'hargoshos hanovim ha'hargoshos atzmo ki yeshus b'nedes. Infinitely more than any thought that he ever had about himself as a separate individual in this world, as a separate Jew, something completely different. Rigay mesirus hanefesh, mireimim es adam el soid pnimiusa. Those moments of mesirus nefesh lift a person up to the soid of who he is, of his pnimius. Lochus shviv mehashchina, to be able to feel that he's part of something much bigger, part of the shchina. Mamela kol galeha okianus, haravim shal yam chayeh shchina, and because of that, all of the powerful waves of the ocean, of that life of the shchina, are crashing and revealed in the life of this person. He's filled with a tremendous energy of power. It can't be compared to any thought that he ever had, just as a regular civilian, as a regular person. And you know, the Machaber of Sasson was a soldier and grew up among soldiers, and this is not only, as I said, not only for people who are who study Torah. Kishechayel rats b'stei akrav, when the soldier is running on the battlefield, umavatla es yeshusa ha'pratis, v'mkar mimenu ba, he's mavatla his own existence, to the Makor, from where he comes. Bo'or HaShechina. Now, Lahavdol Alf Alf Levdol, so you have somebody that's fighting for Ukraine, and he's prepared to give up his life for the motherland, right? He's prepared to give up his life for Ukraine, for Russia. Or somebody's prepared to give up his life, the Japanese were, during World War II, they were conducting all kinds of these suicide missions, and they're prepared to give up their lives for something that they believed in. And there's no question that human beings, aside besides Jews, have made sacrifices, that people have been prepared to give up and for the sake of something bigger than themselves. And the truth of the matter is that that's also, the shorish of that is also an elokus. Even though it could be completely, the difference is it could be completely, completely misdirected. Completely, completely wrong. It could be the whole thing is a dimion, and it's not the Metzius. And where is it coming from? That somebody built up in their minds what Germany is, and somebody built up in their minds what Russia is, and there's a tremendous energy and excitement that can bring a person to a place that people will die for a cause. And there are millions and millions of people who have died for causes. Some of them are good and noble causes, and many of them are for terrible things. So it's not something which is uniquely Jewish that a person is prepared to give up his life. But this hargosha, this mitzias of being mizbatel to the Shechina, is something that we can't prove. And as another person could come from another army and say that I also was on the battlefield, and I was also ready to die for something greater than myself. And that's true. The person is ready to die for something greater than himself. And that's a very, very remarkable thing, that a person is prepared to give up himself for something that's bigger than himself. And in that respect, there is a resemblance to what we're talking about. Of course, the chiluk is that in that situation, it's a concept, it's an idea. And as real as it seems and as real as it feels, it's not the metzias of a nishmas Yisrael, of an individual Jew whose entire existence is rooted in nishmas Yisrael. Do we have any proof for that, that there's a difference? Can somebody prove that scientifically? Just that the whole history of Am Yisrael is a history of Kiddush Hashem and of Mesiras Nefesh. And even the ability of in these years since we've had our own army, what the soldiers have been able to accomplish and the way that they have fought and so on. But for people who don't believe in Nishmas Yisrael, none of that's going to be sufficient proof. And they could compare it to different armies and different soldiers, and they can make all kinds of drushes that someone's fighting for the Crusades and he's prepared to give up his life for Isaiah. No. And there are all kinds of people who are prepared to give up their lives for strange things and all kinds of things that are terrible. And that they believe in very strongly. A film therapist sent me this little cartoon last week where there's a therapist talking to the guy. The guy's lying on the couch and the therapist is talking to him and he wants to know more about this patient. So the therapist says to him, do you have any relatives who suffer from mental illness? So the guy says, no, they all seem to enjoy it. So there are all kinds of strange things in the world, there are all kinds of causes, and there are courageous people who are prepared to die for even something that is obviously silly or that's false. And the courage to do that is a chashuva thing. And as I said, there's a nekudah velikus in that as well. There's a nekudah velikus, but his batlus to the Shechina and his batlus to Nishmas Yisrael. And Jews being able to be in that madrega when not having any unifying nation of their own for thousands of years. Being away from our land in Galus for all of those years. And Jews all over the world, wherever we were persecuted, wherever we were killed, like Hashem, being in that place without being an Irish person as part of Ireland, or an Englishman, or a Frenchman, but being a Jew without being connected to any particular any ideal or any land or any philosophy, just a Jew. And that's why these soldiers, who are Jewish soldiers, they've not been, the ones that are not from, were not raised in such a way, and they were not indoctrinated into know what Bechlal, what is the Neshama, and what's the Shechina, and what's the Nefesh, what's Ruach, what's Neshama, what's Chayichida. They just know that they can't be separated from the Kushbaru. And they can't be separated from Am Yisrael. They can't be separated from Am Yisrael. And that should be, over all the entire course of history, over all of the years, with millions and millions of Jews who did not have anything to unify them other than their emunah, their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we were able to remain in Am Yisrael through thousands of years of Golus. There's nothing else that's ever happened like that in the world. That's unique in the world. There's nothing like that in the world. So that's what he's explaining, that when the chayal is going on the battlefield, he's mavatel his yeshus, haprotis v'mekomim v'nava, v'or ha'shchina k'mo tipa mismazeges b'yam, like a drop that returns to the ocean. Bittel zeh m'roimim v'yisoyim v'madveges yachid, this bittel of letting go of himself, this bittel, lifts him up to higher v'madveges yachid, than the madrega of an individual, I should say el, to a madrega of Am Yisrael. So this single individual Jew is now really Am Yisrael. He's all of Am Yisrael in one body. That's what's been revealed. Because when you come to that place, it's called Yechidah Shebenefesh, Yechidah Liyachda, then there's no separation between yourself and every other Jew. Not only every other Jew in your generation, but any other Jew who's ever lived. You're completely one with all of Am Yisrael. So even though it's a single person, but he's really the embodiment of all of Am Yisrael. Just like every cell has in it the DNA of the entire organism. That's the same thing with every Jew. Has everything that's in Am Yisrael is in this person. And therefore, the strength that he feels comes from the aura of the Shechina that's shining so powerfully inside of him. And this helps him at war. Well, Jewish soldiers are filled with a certain ruach that's not of this world. So we've had over this past short time. I don't mean October 7th. I mean since 1948. So there've been millions and millions of our enemies who have tried to wipe us out, or tried to kill us, or tried to and have fought against a relatively tiny army. So in Am Yisrael, every single time, Baruch Hashem, and this time as well, we're going to be Menatzeach. And how that is possible against the whole world? It's a different kayak. Because each individual soldier, each individual chayal, when he's in the battlefield, it's the entirety of Am Yisrael. It's the Shechina Kadosh. It's galus of the Shechina. It's not just a separate individual person. And therefore, there's a ruach gevura adira. There's a powerful ruach gevura, a powerful, powerful ruach gevura. Shmira elokisa hal yoyna, and a different level of shmira, a different type of a shmira that's there. Our Messiah is loving melchama, that helps our soldiers during the time of war. Shehim melchamas Hashem, because this is melchamas Hashem. The war is the melchamas Hashem. The kudus mesirus and nefesh Hashem, the bottom of the page, I list this one. 39. The kudas mesirus hanefesh Hashem hisherish avodas idlui haratzon. This nekuda of mesirus nefesh Hashem is the sherish of a person's lifting up his ratzon, his will. Himuramemes es adam miritzoynes pratim uktanim. It lifts the person above his own personal ritzoynes. His personal ratzon is he wants to go see his wife and children. He wants to. There's no stronger thing in a person than the will to live. He just wants to live. It's the most powerful desire is life itself. And yet the person is lifted to a place that transcends that, transcends any of his own personal ritzoynes. He comes to a place of ratzon haritzoynes, of raiva deraivin, of wanting that which is no longer what he wants. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not what he wants. What he wants is just to go home. But he wants us to live. I remember there was a guy when I was a Rebbe in Yeshiva in high school. There was a guy Berko was a social studies teacher. He wasn't from, and he fought in Vietnam, and he even had some kind of a medal from Vietnam. So we were once sitting there talking to him. He came to be with the Chanukah. He wanted to be with the Rebbe. It was very sweet, and he was sitting with Sipur Yamakon. We were talking about Vietnam, and he took this thing out that he keeps in his pocket. And he has a medal. He said, listen, guys, this is what he said, guys, trust me, I spent the whole time hiding behind trees. And every now and then, I would without looking, I would try to fire at something that was there. And how I got the medal, because I was part of some battalion, and there was some Indian that happened there, he said, but I was the whole time. He said it in a more graphic way about how he couldn't control, he was always scared, he couldn't control himself. And he was hiding the whole time. It wasn't He just wanted to go home. I was this grown man, and I'm just really, you know, hiding behind the tree, saying, "Mommy, that's." Now there are people who are more courageous than Berkowitz, and otherwise, you know, wouldn't be much of an army. So the Mesirus Nefesh takes a person. Mesirus Nefesh takes that Nekud of Kiddush Hashem. Mesirus Nefesh takes a person to let go of his own ratzon, the ratzon to live, which is the strongest will, is the will to live. And that's gone. Not gone, but it becomes unimportant. Al ratzon adir ve'elyon. Al ratzon ha'klali Shalom Yisrael Kulo. He now becomes the embodiment of the Ratzon of the entire Jewish people. He's not no longer a person. He's Am Yisrael, and therefore the need of Am Yisrael is his. It's his Ratzon. It's his Ratzon. Kach Adam Misala. This is how the person ascends. B'chayzel Sherish Nishmaso. And he returns to the shores of his neshama, and to his true ritzayis. His true ratzon is Am Yisrael. His true ratzon is Shema Yisrael. His true ratzon is Hashem. Lishma b'alayl, for which purpose he came to the world. That's why he came to this world. Nimsesh nekudas mesivus hanefesh ma'afeses es kol sibuche achayim. This nekuda, which is called Yechidah of a Nefesh, it takes all of the Sibuchei Achaim, which means all of the complexities of life, and it just breaks down. It eradicates all of those complications of why am I, who am I, all of that disappears, becomes Ephes. All the Sibuchei Achaim, all the complexities and confusions of life disappear. Umachzirus Adam La Yosha Hapnimi. It's like the person comes back to this Yosha Hapnimi, to this Yashus of how Hashem created them. Avilakim Asas Adam Yosha comes back to Yosha Hapnimi. Ala Tachlis Lishma Balolam. He returns to the Tachlis for which he was sent into this world, which is what? Lahoir Bechaya Vaishim. Each one of us was sent into this world to illuminate in each one of us in our own personal lives, to illuminate the world with his own individual life, as Ha'or HaKloli Shel Am Yisrael. Ha'or Kloli V'Am Yisrael. Yeah. The Or HaKloli Shel Am Yisrael. V'Lias Makar Shel Tov V'Tzedek. For each one to be a Makar, the source of Tov and Tzedek. Chelek Me'Hamigdal Or Ha'adir Shel HaTzedek V'Tov. Like a piece of that big lighthouse that's shining the light of Am Yisrael into the world, for which we were sent to the world for this reason. Shel Am Yisrael. Klamer Shetzarech Lalabos Nekuda Pnimis Zu. Now what the Tanya writes about, of course, the question is, so what happens to this person if he makes it back from the world? So is he changed by that? So what the Alter Rebbe is writing about in Tanya is how does one take this nekuda, and this is really one of the main points of the whole Tanya, is how does a person take this nekuda pnimis, which was revealed? He wasn't talking about at war, but there are different times, for whatever reason, when this nekuda of Kiddush Hashem is revealed. How do you take this? So the labos nekuda. How do you inflame this? How do you bring it out more into your life? How do you make that a part of your life? It's not just when you're on the battlefield. It's when you come home from the battlefield. How do you take that and make lahatzim liyos nechachas b'chayim? So much of this is what we're talking about by Yasser HaTzadik HaBur, in terms of Kedusha and Shmiras HaKedusha and so on, of coming to a place of Mesirus Nefesh, of an avoid of Mesirus Nefesh that can take you to a level where you're not going to fall prey to the Sharon Nun of Tumah, because you're able to, in your daily life, you're able to come to a place where you're able to overcome these Taivas and the Yitzhar. But how to translate this energy, how to bring this energy of Kiddush Hashem, of Mesirus Nefesh, once having come into contact with that part of yourself that's higher than who you are, how do you come to that again? How do you reach that without being on the battlefield? And how do you take that aura that you experienced and build it into something which affects every single moment of your life? That's the avoda of what the Tanya is talking about. So that everything you do in your life, when you make a bracha, when you say kiddush, when you bench lulav, when you're in the avoda of davening, of learning, everything should be in such a way that shatovelos ma'ase adam kulam. That with everything that you do in your life, like we say before we do mitzvah, so it's not just when you're on the battlefield and you're holding a rifle and you're running and you're fighting, that what you're doing is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. So the truth is, every single mitzvah we're doing is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. So when a person benches Tzvias Aymer, when he benches Aymer, he says B'Shem Kol Yisrael. When you're davening, you say L'Shem Yichugashu Yishchinti L'Yachet Shemukev before Baruch Shemar. You say B'Shem Kol Yisrael. What I'm doing now is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. What's B'Shem Kol Yisrael? So that's what the Rebbe Mal talks about. That there's this, the Mitzias is called Kol Yisrael. You have to connect that Mitzias. It's called Kol Yisrael. And to let go of that part of yourself that is small, very, very limited, and to connect to that ocean of the Shekhinah, and that what I'm doing right now is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing this B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Even though there's nobody that's seeing you do that mitzvah, you could be doing that someplace, you're davening someplace by yourself, no one sees what you're doing, but what you're doing is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing this because I want to let go, to be mevatel on my separate individual self. I want to let go of that, and I want to be able to connect to that Mitzias that's called Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael, which is the Shekhinah. That's the Shem Yuchu Kutshu Bruchu Shekhinah. To be Miyachet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shekhinah. I, as a separate Jew here in this world, it's just, it looks that way, that I'm a separate thing in the world, a person in the world. The truth is that I'm myself a part of the Shekhinah. I'm a spark of the Shekhinah. And I'm doing this mitzvah in order to bring about this unification between my individual self, to let go of that, and to connect to the reality that's called Shekhinah. Kutshu Bruchu Shekhinah. And I'm doing this B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Because I'm not just a separate Jew. Everything is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. My whole Mitzvah is Kol Yisrael. It's not a separate thing. It's B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And that's really an unbelievable aura that during the duration of this Milchama, that people have been talking about, have been expressing. The feeling of Kol Yisrael, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. They all have different ways of doing it. You know, so you get a couple of non-religious teenagers that they're, you know, wrapping a flag around themselves, and they want to say that they're Jewish. They want to be Jewish. They feel a connection to something much bigger than themselves that they've never had, never felt their entire lives such a connection. They feel there's a Mitzias, this transcendent Mitzias that they never really thought about, and they still don't think about necessarily. They still don't understand. But there is this feeling of I'm a part of Kol Yisrael that people never had. Because right now I'm Yisrael is in a place of Mesiris Nefesh. And that's compounded by the unbelievable hatred that we're feeling from the rest of the world, and how the whole world has pushed us away again in such a way that there's this feeling of Am Levadad Yishkan, Bagoyim Lo Yischashav, Am Levadad Yishkan, we are a nation that dwells alone. And that feeling of being alone, which is very, very painful, and it hurts a lot, but at the same time, it's bringing Jews everywhere back to that Mitzias that's called Am Yisrael, that's called Kol Yisrael. They don't know why, but there's this feeling of being part of Kol Yisrael that they never had. That's what we're living through this unbelievable time of Mesiris Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, which is all leading up to the Gula, to Mashiach. But how to bring this into our lives? And Avin Yisrael Gadol Ma'ay. To understand a very big Yisod. Kagosh Azu Omnam Bokas Mi'ala Kenahar Adir. That this feeling bursts out like a powerful river. B'Shas Ma'isa. B'Rigay Milchama. Like at a time of war where it felt very, very strongly. Achi Enene Tzvich Elios Mechuneses Kigacheles Amumah. But it doesn't have to sit like a burning coal. Ulam tin rakli shows and wait just for this special time when there's a war. Ha'odam yochel mitzarech lova ba'ofen yizum lo'oyra l'daloisim imamakeha. Our job in this world is to be able to take upon ourselves to awaken and to draw out this nekuda of yichidus shebenefesh, of the essence of the soul, to draw this out from its depths. Ulahayr ima as ofek chayav, and to illuminate the horizons of one's life. Utnuas vitzani v'shiifaisav, and all of his aspirations and all of his vitzainas. Bemis inyan zekolu b'meshin istavinu, likro kriyishma pamayim b'chol yom. And this is all really the deeper meaning of saying Kriya Shema twice a day. And why is it that when the soldiers would go out, there was Kriya Shema. That's how we fight in such a way with Kriya Shema. Kiyadua, Yisod Kriya Shema v'amunas Yichud Hashem. The Yisod of Kriya Shema is the belief in Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is this nakud of Yichid Hashem b'nefesh. Shein od mavado. That in truth, there is nothing other than Hashem. V'amunas Yisrael ain't a rayon te'oreti bilvad. That Jewish faith is not something which is just theoretical. Ela inyan shel chayim amoshi. It's life itself. Umizbate bekabolos o malchus shemayim shebekriya shema. It's expressed when we say those words by kriya shema, shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Achad. Ha'uvda shehashem achad, this fact, this belief in the truth that Hashem is one, ve'ein bilto, nothing, and there's nothing else, molida es hezbatlos eilor. This is what brings about this feeling of bittul to that reality of Hashem Echad, that everything is Hashem. Ki ein ol milvado. There's nothing besides Hashem. U'bishah shemisoyru ha'odin be'amunazu, and when a person is misoyru, when a person is not on the battlefield, when a person is saying Kriya Shema, and he's misoyru to this faith, in this emunah, Sura Chayiv Ranana, in a very powerful and living way. Azay Naledes Bekirbo Tnua Tivis Shelos Batlus Lashem. It brings about this natural feeling of being bottle, Takaj Baruch Hu, of giving oneself over, giving oneself up, Takaj Baruch Hu. Bittul Zem is Bati Birotzen, and this has a tremendous impact upon a person's will. Levatl Atzma Lasas Vitzam, to give up your own personal will, to do the will of Hashem. To give up your own will, levatel atzmo lasas ritzon, to do the ratzon Hashem. Zuvi avodas kriya shma. This is the avoda of kriya shma. That's what I was talking about by the chabur on Sunday. Why is it that the holy tzitzis shama had to begin with an act of mesiras nefesh, with Shabbos Agol, with shechting the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim, that we had to come to a place that's higher than our own personal ritzinus. And as slaves, we had very, very small ritzinus. We had very silly ritzinus, just to be able to eat and to be able to survive. And in order to go out of Mitzvah, Kosh Baruch Hu brought us to a place of Mesiris Nefesh. And that's why, as I mentioned on Sunday, it was B'damayi Chayib, the blood of Bismillah, and the blood of the Korban Pesach, is this Nekud of Mesiris Nefesh, of Jews coming to a place that is higher than themselves, and we couldn't become a nation unless Hashem brought us to that Nekud of Am Yisrael, which is Yechid Yishev Nefesh, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay, no Hashem Achad. The highest point of this avoda, and this bittul is really what yichid hashem nefesh is all about. And this is the sod of the kavana that a person has when saying the word echad. When you say the word echad, echad doesn't mean one as opposed to two or three. It means echad. There is nothing else. That's all. Shemakavein limsa nafsha kedushas Hashem. And that doesn't mean that you have to die. To be makavein, to come to that place, that point that's called Am Yisrael, v'shem kol Yisrael, which is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which there is nothing else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called mesiras nafsha kedushas Hashem. And to be able to walk away from Kriya Shema and to give up things that you wanted to do without it being a huge struggle and a huge fight, because it's the most natural thing to let go of yourself. L'man Hashem. So we tachlis emunah. On the kudus ha-goyver shal avodas Hashem, this is the highest point of avodas Hashem and the gzeres mimena. V'noy dehete v'kavonis ha-rizal, oitza marlas mesiris nefesh b'kriya shema. In the kisvi ha-ri, there's nothing greater than that moment of kriya shema, that moment of dying during kriya shema, of giving up yourself during kriya shema. And this brings about the highest tikkunim, shlo oisim betfila, and that we do in davening, k'mavu b'shar kavanos. Rege elyon v'otzim zeh, that this moment of mesiras nefesh, af shu rege k'meimer, even though it takes a second to say yachad, shma yisrael shem akeinu shem achad. And this is all that Yaakov Avinu was worried about before he died. When the Shvatim gathered around him, they said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. This is what he was worried about, because we can't continue. We can't continue on as Am Yisrael. We can't be Am Yisrael without being able to come back to that point of who we are, which is Hashem Okein Hashem Echad. There is no Am Yisrael without that. Mikol Mokom Hu HaMechaynein Eskol Mohus HaVetz Hashem Shel Hodem Bar Elom. And this is what establishes the Mohus, the essence of one's entire HaVetz Hashem. Dov is a Mokhach Me'etzem Ha'uvda Sherega Zeh Hu Nishmas Kriyishma She HaYisoyed V'Asherus HaKol HaVetz Hashem Mokhal HaYom Kulo. Therefore, how you and I say Kriyishma that morning, that is the Yisod and the Sherish of what the HaVetz Hashem is going to be the entire day. How we say Kriyishma Shel Shachris. U'b'chol chayodim, and one's entire life. Nimtza shemesivus ha-nefesh, hi nishmas avodas Hashem. And the reason for this is because Kiddush Hashem and mesivus nefesh is the nishmas avodas Hashem. That is the inner soul, the essence of avodas Hashem. Mesivus nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. L'rak l'shabed v'tzern l'Hashem. Not just to do what Hashem wants you to do, and levat al kol mahusa, to give up your entire mahus, live sernafsha, to give yourself completely over. Lari she'ein od mevado mamish, because you know and you believe that there's nothing else, only Him. V'chol mahus adam, hishviv b'shefa or Hashem, and the whole mahus of a person is that spark of the shefa of or Hashem. And that's really the whole seder leil Pesach, is to be able to come to those words. Echad miyodeya, echad ani yodeya. Which the tzaddikim said, and I've mentioned many times over the years, that, like, you know, when the part of what they used to do, I don't know if they still do, but like there's this thing of association. We used to play a game like that when we were kids. But, you know, somebody says a word, somebody says good, and the other one says bad. What's your first word that comes out of your mouth? So one of the tzaddikim said that the whole tachlis of the whole, the whole Seder Leil Pesach is to come to the part, that point, when somebody says to you the word Echad, you say, Hashem, Echad Elokei Rishmai Maris. That's your response to the word Echad. Not that you have to think about it. It's the automatic response that when someone says Echad, you say, Echad, Echad Elokei Rishmai Maris. Shnei Luchas Abirus. Sholosh Ovos, Arbi Mahos. It's not like, it's a biur of who you are, that it's not you anymore. Your whole metzias is echad elokeinu, shnayim yodeh, shnayim in yodeh, shnei luchos habrish, shlosh avos, arba mos. The whole thing it's my whole metzias. My whole metzias is there. Chamish yechum shitor, shish yisidvei mishnah. That's, it's not a game. That's when a person lets go of himself. Six doesn't mean anything else. It means shish yisidvei mishnah. And that's the person's entire mitzvah. It's not anymore seven, I have 7 days until I think I'm going to get a promotion. It's all gone. All the other stuff is of you. You're only one mitzvah. The one mitzvah is Shmoni Memila Tishi. It's one mitzvah of Elokus. Or Hashem. Shefa or Hashem. K'may Shereinu. Mahus mitzvah sanefesh is Batlos Hashem. And then mechikas atzmo. It doesn't mean to erase yourself. Ela mizug atzmo v'shosha means to return to yourself, not to eradicate, not to destroy yourself. It's not jihad. It's the return, mizug atzmo v'shosha. The mizug, the interfacing of your separate individuated self with the true self into that one mitzvah that's called shechina. Bitla tipa v'yam ha'gadol shonav. It means the return of the drop to the ocean from where it came. The balus anitzaitz ba'avuka shi'im occur and the return of the spark to the flame from which it came. Nimsa shi'mamish atzada yashir shetzoyed adam b'madregis v'tzalam mimatzav shalatfisa k'tana, from that small way of thinking, neros atzmu kiyeshus nefedis, where he sees himself as being something that is a small, tiny little piece of the world. El adaz ha'gedoyla lochush atzmu botl ba'avaya gedoli v'menu shemachila oisa. To feel within himself that greatness. All of Torah's Chassidus is based upon this. Now, there's all the Lashonis you see that even though he did so many averus, you should still know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, like we're learning in the Meshivas Nefesh Chabur on Thursday, that you should know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be talking about him on Thursday, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesparabucha. So, you know, Hashem is proud of me. I'm a chayte and I'm a pesheya. Or he's proud of me that I'm a chal Shabbos. He's proud of me that I'm oichel the veils of treifas. No, that's ridiculous. When Hashem is mispar b'cha mamish, b'cha is mispar. And who you are is a mispar. The fact that you're goofing off and you're making these dumb mistakes, that's not who you are. It's not mispar in your chil Shabbos. It's mispar in the etzem of who you are, which is Yisrael, which is the Shechina, and the person, when the person reads these things in the Svarim, it's not to calm himself down that he can continue to do the Averis, but it's to remind him of who he is and where he comes from. Kegufa mechilas kol ha-taim shebo. All the cells come together. Zadarek le'ilei ha-rotzen le'chashifas, le'chashifas, nekudas, shaychuso, ela Shechina kula. And to come back to that place where he's connected completely, and he feels that oneness with the Shechina. The truth is that we didn't finish the Maimer, but I want after Yontif, we're going to go back to the to continuing on with, and we're going to spend the rest of the year learning the sugya of the spheres. About the spheres, I didn't mention at the beginning, because I didn't have the tzeitl at the beginning. But I want to thank David. And Eliza K. for sponsoring this should be a schuss for a full shlema for the baby Yitzchak Nosson and Eliza Gula. You should have a full shlema. So shalom for Yisrael.
Amen. Amen.